A two-day series of seminars about media coverage of the refugee crisis in Central Europe and the Baltic states has just wound up in Prague. And most of the messages have not been complimentary about its performance, which has often been described as shallow, seizing on disinformation, failing to present a wider picture, and too frequently falling in with local politicians' take on problems. Chris Johnston has more.
The two-day international seminar looking at the role of journalists, the media and propaganda in the refugee crisis was put together by the Organisation for Aid to Refugees, a charity which for the last 25 years has been helping foreigners and refugees in the Czech Republic. Locally, the association has been faced with the jarring disparity that Czechs have some of the most negative perceptions of immigration and foreigners in the whole of Europe, while the number of actual immigrants and asylum seekers is one of the lowest on the continent. The head of the charity is Martin Rozimek, and he explained what were some of the main conclusions.
I think the basic message is that the journalists should look much better at the root causes of migration, use more sources from other countries to describe the refugee and migration situation in Central Europe, and not to rely on speeches or opinions of our politicians, because what we see here is a reflection of our politicians' opinions and then not really in-depth analysis of anything what's going on concerning Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan, why do people leave, and some of them are refugees and some of them not. And that's basically missing here, so we want to highlight this problem here at the conference.
Rozimek says that the media situation in the Czech Republic is probably slightly better than in other Central European countries, thanks to public service broadcasters. But their voices are often drowned out by other mainstream media and the increased blurring of the message by social media and deliberate attempts to distort the truth.
Main Czech TV and Czech radio, I think they are objectives, and there is a space for us, but also for other experts to express our opinions there. And it's unique in the Central European context, because what we heard yesterday, our colleagues from Poland and Hungary, they have basically no access to the mainstream media, and they cannot explain the situation of refugees on the spot and in the countries of origin. So here it's definitely better, but on the other hand we have Prima and we have IDNES and Seznam, and it's quite difficult to get anything positive about refugees in this media.
IDNES is the online server of one of the biggest Czech dailies, Dnes, owned by ANO leader and finance minister Andrej Babiš. Seznam is one of the country's biggest two internet search engines with a fast-expanding media operation. And TV Prima, the commercial broadcaster, was caught up in a major scandal last year when a tape of TV bosses telling reporters to deliberately paint a negative picture of immigrants was leaked. Jakub Gander of the Prague-based European Values think tank said many governments are only now starting to address targeted disinformation campaigns, often spreading hate. He adds that media education campaigns don't exist for the public and little is done locally to promote or uphold robust journalistic values.